哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，我们能够再一次的在一起聚集，从圣经当中做学习，来做查考。
And thank God for His grace that once again we can gather here to study His words and that we can mutually be encouraged.
也愿主耶稣按照他所应许的，将他的恩惠、平安以及圣灵中的喜乐常相伴在我们的生命里面。
And may the Lord, according to His promise, bless us with His joy, peace, and the joy in the Spirit.
在过去的几次聚会当中
，In the last few services,
我们有利用了一点时间，从士师记当中做了一些学习。
We've spent some time studying from the book of Judges.
我们谈到了在士师记当中记载的第二个士师。
We talked about the second judge that was recorded in this book.
士师以物他的才能以及他如何为以色列人翻开新的一页。
We talked about how Ehud's talent and talked about how he was able to open a new chapter for the Israelites.
Ehud 是个左手便利的勇士。
Ehud was a left-handed warrior.
虽然与众人不同
，even though he was different from most people，
却能够将他的与众不同成为在神服事上的利器。
But he was able to utilize his uniqueness and apply it to holy work.
Ehud 很有能力。
Ehud was very capable.
但是他却没有单纯的依靠自己的能力。
But he did not depend on his capability itself.
我们可以看到说，在这侍奉的路上，他是有用心而且有计划。
From here we can see that in his service to God, he had a plan.
使得他在整件事情当中能够成功。
So that at the end he can be successful.
所以以户的事迹给你我今天留下了侍奉神的一个榜样。
So the story of Ehud has left us a great example in our service to the Lord.
要善用神所赐给你的恩赐。
That is, we need to utilize well the gifts that God has given us.
要怀着一个与世界不同的心智。
That we need to have a mind that set us apart from the world.
更要在事工上用心做计划做准备。
And also in our service, we need to have plans, we need to devote our hearts.
就能够靠着那加添我们力量的神，能够走出一条不一样的人生道路。
If we can do so, we're able to walk a different path according to God that strengthens us.
所以以户是这事迹当中的成功者。
So Ehud was a successful person in the story.
但是有成功者，自然也会有失败者了。
If there is somebody that is successful, of course there's also the opposite, the failure.
以户是这整件事情当中的好人。
Ehud is considered the good man in the story.
有好人难免就要记载一下坏人了。
If there's a good character in the story, there must be a bad character as well.
所以我们今天晚上就来看一看这整件事情当中的反面的这个反面的负面的角色。
And let's take a look at the antagonist in this whole story.
从一个强盛的国王
from a mighty king,
却沦落到被人刺杀 的下场。
That his result was somebody who is murdered by Ehud.
那我们来看看当中给你我什么样的警告。
And let's take a look in the story, what kind of learning or warning can we derive from this?
我们请翻到士师记的第三章。
Let's turn to Book of Judges, chapter 3.
士师记的第三章。
Judges, chapter 3.
第三章的第十二节
Verse 12，
十二节，以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事，神使摩押王伊基伦强盛，攻击以色列人。十三节
13，
伊基伦招聚亚门人和亚玛利人去攻打以色列人，占据棕树城。十四
14，
于是以色列人服侍摩押王十八年。在这里讲到摩押王伊基伦的出现。
Here talks about the appearance of Eglon, king of Moab.
在这里特别讲到说，为什么伊基伦会强盛呢
？Here especially mentioned as to why King Eglon was able to be mighty.
这里说，因为以色列人得罪了神。
Here mentioned the reasons because the children of Israel have sinned against God.
所以神希望他的百姓回头。
And God wanted his people to return to him.
能够借着敌人的压力，使得他们懂得回头寻找神的帮助。
Through the oppression from their enemies, they can learn to return to God and seek God's help.
在十二节这里特别讲了一句话。
In verse 12, especially mentioned,
说神使摩押王伊基伦强盛。
And here it says that, that God and strengthened Eglon, king of Moab.
今天神使他强盛是有一个原因的。
And today God allowed him to be powerful, strengthened because he had a reason.
今天他能够强盛也是因为神所允许的。
And King Eglon was able to be powerful because it was allowed by God.
但是有时候人在富足强盛当中就忘记了自己是谁。
But often, man's weakness is that in the midst of being strengthened in a luxury, we forget who we truly are.
我们的人生当中，每个人都会走出一条不一样的道路。
In our lives, we all have our own path.
有的人走得高高在上，富足顺利。
Some walk a path of luxury and honor.
有的人却是跌跌撞撞，事事不顺。
And some seem that they stumble their entire life and nothing goes their way.
所以有时候我们看到别人。
So sometimes when we look at other people,
你会觉得很奇怪，一样信耶稣，为什么人生路径完全不同？
You might wonder to yourself, how come we believe in Jesus, but yet our paths are different?
所以在这个时候，我们每个人都要提醒自己。
But it is at this time that we need to remind ourselves.
所以人生今天你不管走出什么样的路。
That doesn't matter what kind of path you have today.
或兴盛或平凡。
Whether it's successful or whether it's very ordinary.
或顺利或艰难。
Or it's smooth or it's difficult.
所以这一切都是神为你所预备的。
Everything happens to you because it was prepared by God.
如果你兴盛，
If today you are successful,
是神愿意让你兴盛。
It's because God allowed you to be prosperous.
如果你遇到困难，
Today if you encounter difficulties,
是神容许你遇到困难。
It is also because God allowed you to meet trouble.
但是不管人生再高或低，
But whether you are the high point or low point in life,
我们都要知道说在当中一定有神要给我们的给我们的意义、目的、教导跟学习。
We have to be aware that in it, it has the lessons and the teachings from God.
但是啊，今天我们所看到的。
But today, from what we can see,
人在困难卑微当中。
That men often in their weakness and in the time of trouble,
是会伸手抓住、发声恳求神的帮助。
They often will reach out and hold on to God and cry out to God.
但是当人一富足、一顺利的。
But when men are in good times,
常常在顺境当中反而远离了使他们顺利的神。
Often in the time of goodness that they depart from the God that had blessed them.
所以在生命记里面特别提醒我们啊。
In the book of Judges, it reminds us.
我们来看一下生命记。
Oh, in Deuteronomy.
我们看生命记的第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章
Chapter 8
生命记的第八章的第十一节
Chapter 8 verse 11
十一节
11
这里说你要谨慎免得忘记主你的神不守他的诫命典章律例就是我今日所吩咐你的十二节
Verse 12
恐怕你吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住十三
13.
你的牛羊加多你的金银增添并你所有的全部加增十四节
14.
你就心高气傲忘记主你的神就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的第十七节
17.
这里说恐怕你心里说这货财是我的力量我能力得来的，这里讲到一个人的天性。
Here it talks about an innate nature of men.
人在顺境当中常常忘记他所拥有的都是神的赏赐。
And that is often when we are full, we are living in happiness, we forget about God's bestowment.
人在成就里面常常心高气傲，以为自己的能力超凡。
In the time of success, we are.Become complacent, and we think that we're very capable.
所以在这里啊，伊基伦这件事当中的第一句话告诉我们
，In the first part of the story of Eglon, this tells us
神使他强盛的。
That is God had the Lord has strengthened him.
今天你的人生走到什么样的高度
？And today, what is the height of your life?
今天你在社会上又有什么样的成就
？And today, what kind of success you hold in this world?
不管你得到多少，不管你拥有什么
，Doesn't matter how much you have and how high of achievement you have.
千万不要忘了，背后一定有神让你 兴盛的原因跟目的。
And let us not forget, behind it all, there must be a purpose as to God, why God made you prosperous.
因为是神使你昌盛的。
Because it is God who has strengthened you.、
哦、所以当我们以为是自己的能力。
So when you assume and you think that is your capability.
以为因为这样而心高气傲。
And you become complacent because of this.
那我们就离从高处坠落的境地不远了。
Then you're not far from falling from the highest point of your life.
我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Let's turn back to Book of Judges, chapter 3.
士师记第三章的第十六节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节。
16.
以物打了一把两刃的剑，长一轴，戴在右腿上衣服里面。十七节。
17.
他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦。原来伊基伦极其肥胖。我们再看第二十一节
，Verse 21。
二十一节，以物便伸出，便伸左手，从右腿上拔出剑来，刺入王的肚腹。22。
22。
连剑把都刺进去，剑被肥肉夹住，他没有从王的肚腹拔出来，且穿透了后身。啊，在这里是形容以物。他所做的事情。
Here describe what Yehu did.
有时候我们如果多看几次这里的记载。
And sometimes if you read this passage a few more times.
你会觉得说啊，圣经的记载有时候细节到让你觉得很残酷啊。
And sometimes the description in the Bible is so detailed to the point that you think this is very brutal.
你如果说啊，这个以物拔剑一次，他就死了。
If the Bible says that the Yehu, draw the dagger and killed him.
哇，以物好厉害，以物好厉害啊！
Then we might applaud Yehu that he is very good.
啊，但是你看到、哦、圣经花了这么长的经节，再来形容这个摩押王伊基伦的反应。
But the Bible use this passage to describe the reaction of Eglon, king of Moab.
啊，这里讲说他极其肥胖。
Here mentioned that he was a very fat man.
哦，然后说这个剑刺到他的肚腹。
And that this dagger was drawn into his abdomen.
还特别形容会被肥肉夹住啊。
And also describe how it is caught by his fat.
啊，这个肥肉这个字啊。
And this word fat.
啊，在圣经里面出现蛮多次的。
It appeared in the Bible many times.
但是其他的地方都是在讲献祭，啊，脂油在讲献祭啊。
But the other places are pertaining to sacrifice, the fat of sacrifice.
啊，只有这里是用在人类的身上啊。
But only this is the only place that it describes in a human.
哦，所以有时候你看呐，这个圣经里面把这一段记载的这么详细。
In this passage, the Bible describes this story very in detail.
被肥肉夹住，而且穿透了他的身体啊。
And that it was covered by his fat, close over the blade, and that an entrails came out.
只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose for
this. 就是要告诉你说，伊基伦很胖，非常胖，真的太胖。
And the purpose is to tell you that Eglon was very fat and he is overweight.
为什么要特别形容这一段呢？
What's the purpose of describing this in detail?
因为伊基伦太胖，跟他丢掉性命是有直接关系的。
Because the fact that he was overweight has to do with why he died.
哦，所以他躲不掉。
So he couldn't escape from it.
所以他闪不开。
So he could not run away.
所以他救不了自己的命。
So he could not save his own life.
所以他死在敌人的剑下。
And that's why he died under the dagger.
哦，所以今天肥胖本身对身体并不是一件好事。
And so today being overweight is not good for your body.
我们现在的人都非常重视自己身体的健康。
And nowadays we pay a lot of attention to our own health.
啊，吃饭要吃糙米饭。
And that we want to eat brown rice.
然后吃肉不可以吃红肉。
We don't want to eat the red meat.
哦，所以你看，有时候啊，我们吃的啊，哇，精挑细选，仔细小心，就是怕变胖。
And so we are so careful as to what we eat because we don't want to be overweight.
哦，所以你看，现在人可能健康越来越好。
And today you can see that more and more people are healthier.
饮食越来越重视。
And they pay more attention to their diet.
花更多的时间在锻炼自己的身体。
They spend a lot of time training their bodies.
啊，但是啊，外表的体型非常的合适，里面那个人却可能肥胖过度啊。
Even though outer appearance appears that they are very fit, but the inside person is very fat.
啊，肥胖人一肥胖，什么问题就出现了。
When a person is fat, overweight, then he has all kinds of problems.
啊，不管是心脏啦、血管啦，各种各样的 因为身体有重担，各样的问题就不断的在发生。
Because the weight puts overburdens the organs in the body, so they have problems with their hearts.
而且啊，身体过于肥胖，寿命也会不断的缩短。
And the more overweight they are, the shorter their lifespan becomes.
其实啊，不只是人的身体健康是这个样子啊。
And this is not only true pertaining to a person's health.
一个人如果属灵的生命过于肥胖，最后也可能要了他的灵命。
If a person's spiritual health is fat and overweight, at the end, they may lose their spiritual life.
什么叫做身体过于肥胖？
What does it mean that you're overweight?
身体过于肥胖就是拼命吃，但是很少动。
Overweight means that you eat a lot and you don't exercise enough.
是常常来聚会。
It's true, you may come to service often.
可能道理听很多。
Perhaps you listen to a lot of sermons.
讲起圣经来，一套一套的看起来非常了解。
And when it comes to talking about the Bible, it seems that you know a lot.
啊，但是啊，就像主耶稣在责备法利赛人的一样。
But just like Jesus rebuking the Pharisees.
说这些法利赛人啊，常常教训人，但是自己一根手指头都不动。
And he says that these Pharisees often rebuke other people, but they don't even lift their fingers.
那所以如果你拼命吃，但是从来不动。
So if you always eat but never move around.
到最后，信仰只成为一种知识。
At the end, your faith only becomes a knowledge.
道理成为攻击别人的武器。
That truth, your words become offending a weapon.
啊，但是啊，你的生命当中手不能做圣工。
But in your life, you can't do any holy work with your hands.
你的脚不能行道理。
And that your feet cannot walk on the path of truth.
越吃越胖，就变成一肌轮了。
The more you eat, the more fatter you become, so you become Eglon.
我说今天如果一肌轮没有那么胖啊。
Today, if Eglon wasn't so fat.
啊，说啊，当这个蚁物拔出剑来，朝着他过来了。
And assume when Ehud draw the dagger and coming at him.
哦，如果今天一基伦呢，像我们在座有些年轻人呢，身强体健，反应灵活。
If Eglon was like some of us, our youth sitting here today, young and very active.
蚁物过来了，哎，闪，你吃不到，吃不到，吃不到。
That when Ehud comes at him, that he can dug, he can move around so that he won't be killed.
那今天就不会死在那里啦。
If that was the case, then Eglon wouldn't die.
其实一基伦需要的时间不多。
But Eglon did not need a lot of time.
他只要给他一点点时间，他就可以叫卫兵进来救他。
You just have to give him a little bit of time, then he could have called the soldiers come and protect him.
啊，但是因为他太胖了。
But because he was too fat.
太胖了，反应太慢。
He was too fat and he took too long to react.
所以啊，可能眼睛有看到。
So perhaps he saw the dagger with his eyes.
就看到那一把剑慢慢的这样刺过来。
And he saw the dagger slowly coming at him.
脑筋告诉自己说，转转转，就是转不过去。
But his brain is telling him to move, but he couldn't move in time.
最后只好眼睁睁的看到自己死在剑下。
And at the end, he witnessed that he died under this dagger.
我们今天如果不谨慎，
So today, if we're not watchful,
如果在信仰上没有操练，
If we don't discipline ourselves in our faith,
我们甚至可能眼睁睁地看着自己逐渐落入魔鬼的陷阱里面。
And perhaps we will witness ourselves falling into the trap of Satan.
不是你不知道自己危险啦。
It's not that you don't realize you're in danger.
不是你不知道魔鬼要来杀你啦。
It's not that you don't know that Satan is coming to kill you.
你看到你就是反应不过来。
You may see it, but you don't react fast enough.
你想逃你就是闪不开。
You want to escape, but you don't run away fast enough.
如果今天信仰不是你的生活，而只是你累积的脂肪。
If today faith is not your life, it's just a fact that you have accumulated.
如果道理不是你每天实行的目标，只是你挂在口里的言语。
If God's words is not a goal of your life, but rather it's just the words on your lips.
我们到最后就会像一基伦一样。
At the end, we will end up like Eglon.
胖到做不了圣工。胖到行不出主道。
That we may be so fat that we can't do any holy work, we can't walk on the faith of journey.
最后等待我们的就是死亡。
At the end, what's waiting for us is our death.
哦，所以这里一基伦的肥胖造成他最后的失败。
So Eglon's fatness is what caused him to fall.
也是我们今天在信仰道路上要特别警醒的。
And this is something that we need to be watchful in our journey of faith.
那当然啦，这个身体的肥胖不是好事。
Of course, it's not good to be physically overweight.
啊，其实啊，我们很多人啊，包括我在内啊，每次一到新年新希望，不就是要瘦一点吗？
And many people, including myself, every time it's New Year comes, my New Year determination is to lose weight.
那但是啊，日复一日，年复一年啊，有时候啊，空有决心， 却没有办法付诸行动。
But day after day, year after year, I have all the determinations, but it's hard to accompany it by action.
所以每年都在立下新年新志向。
So every year I set up a new goal, my new resolution.
但是啊，每年的志向还是都是一样。
But at the end, it's still the same.
是啦，如果今天身体瘦不下来。
It's true today if we're unable to lose the weight.
对我们的健康有直接的影响。
And that is directly harmful to our health.
但是如果心灵瘦不下来。
But if we cannot lose the weight in our hearts.
这个影响更大。
But that impact is much greater.
身体瘦不下来，顶多早点建筑。
If physically you're unable to,
可能就会早点建筑啊。
If you're unable to lose your physical fat or weight, that you may see God sooner than you wanted to.
你里面那个属灵的人瘦不下来，你连主的面都见不到。
But if that inner person is so fat and it cannot lose the weight, you may not even be able to see God.
这是我们每一个信徒要挂在心上，自我警惕。
And this is something that all the believers, all of us need to remind ourselves and we need to think about this.
不要只剩下信仰的决心。
And we should not only have our resolution of our faith.
每年立志读圣经，读圣经，多祷告，多祷告，常聚会，每年都在立一样的心志。
Every year we set the same resolution, that is to read more Bible, pray more, and come to service more.
但是你做了什么？
But what have you done this year?
所以我们今天要真正去改变。
So today we need to truly make a difference.
使我们能够真正得以建筑。
So that we can truly see the face of God.
我们再回来看这个异基伦的第二个问题。
Let's look at the second problem of Eglon.
我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Let's turn back to Judges chapter 3.
第三章的第十十五节
，verse 15，
十五节
，15。
以色列人呼求神的时候，神为他们兴起一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利。以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。看十七节
，17。
十七节，他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦。第十八
，18。
以物献完了礼物，便将抬礼物的人打发走了，自己却从吉甲凿石之地回来。在这里我们看到这个伊基伦的第二件事啊。
And let's look at the second part of the story of Eglon.
我们看到在短短的几节里面
，In the short few passages，
一直讲礼物，礼物，礼物。
It mentioned presents many times, tributes many times.
我们来看箴言的第十九，箴言的第十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言的十八章的第十六节。
18 verse 16.
十六节。
16.
这里说，人的礼物为他开路，引他到高位的人面前。这一句话真的是讲出了以物见到伊基伦的一个场景。
And this passage describes the situation when Ehud saw Eglon.
这个时候，伊基伦是高高在上的摩押王。
At this time, Eglon is the honorable king of Moabites.
以户是谁？对他来讲，以户谁都不是啊。
And to him, Ehud was nobody.
以色列人只是在他底下被他欺压的一个小民族。
The Israelites were just a small tribe that was under his oppression.
但是这个高高在上的摩押王为什么会看到以户呢？
But how come this honorable Moabite king Eglon was able to see this person Ehud?
这里讲说因为礼物的关系啊。
And here mentions because he's brought with him tribute.
因为有礼物。
Because there was tribute.
所以他就愿意见以物。
He was willing to see Ehud.
因为有礼物。
Because there was tribute.
所以他就非常开心的来。来听以户要讲的话。
He gladly listened to what Ehud wanted to say.
所以最后他就为了这个礼物送掉了性命。
At the end, he lost his life because of the tribute.
然后人有时候大家都喜欢别人送他东西啊。
And for men, we often like when people give us presents.
我们喜欢别人对我们好，我们喜欢别人送我们东西。
We like it when people are kind to us and give us presents.
请我们吃饭啊。
We love it when they take us out to eat.
给我们送礼啊。
And give us some presents.
有时候这个会让我们心情很好。
And sometimes that makes us very happy.
但是在接受礼物的同时，我们要谨慎小心。
But as we receive presents from other people, we also need to be watchful.
不要到最后为了一个礼物连自己的灵命都卖掉了。
And let us not lose our spiritual life because of the presents.
所以在生命记的第十六章里面特别提醒我们。
And here mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 16.
我们请翻到生命记的第十六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记十六章的第十八节
，Chapter 16, verse 18。
十八节
，18。
十八节，你要在主你神所赐的各城里，按着各支派设立审判官和官长，他们必按公义的审判判断百姓。十九节，不可屈枉正直，不可看人的外貌，也不可收贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎了，又能颠倒义人的话。二十节，你要追求至公至义，好叫你存活，承受主你神所赐你的地。在这里圣经特别提醒我们，
Here Bible especially reminds us，
尤其在这里讲到的是教会，是百姓中的官长，教会中的工人。
Here especially mentioned regarding the appointed judges and the workers of the church，
因为教会有需要，
because there may be needs in church，
所以我们被赋予了一些权柄，我们被给予了一些责任，
and so we were given some authority and also responsibilities。
而且有时候信徒信任我们，
and because the believers trust us，
教会有些事情交给我们来做决定，
and there are some matters in church they have entrusted that to us。
在这里啊，特别警告我们每一个人，
Here especially warns all of us，
他说我们不可收贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎。
And here says that we should not receive bribes because it will blind us。
那也可以啊，把这个义人的话随便更改。
And it will twist the words of the righteous。
你是智慧人，
You are the wise，
你是义人，
You may be righteous。
但是我们今天如果在神眼前心不正，心不正，
But today, if we don't have an upright heart in front of God,
就是在你在处理事情当中，你希望能够从中间得到一点什么。
And that is your wishing to gain something when you make a decision.
你的侍奉在神眼中就失去了价值，你的工作在神眼里就是可憎恶的。
Then your service to God has lost its value, and your work in front of God is detestable.
所以我们在教会里面的互动跟相处要非常小心。
And that's why we need to be cautious when we interact with one another in church.
不要带着这种追求利益、想得好处的方的这种心情在跟别人互动。
We should not interact with others with the mindset that we want to gain something from others.
哇，听到这个，哎，这个有钱人哦。
And don't think that this person is rich.
有钱人啊，赶快去特别关心他的小孩，特别对他嘘寒问暖。
And that we especially pay attention and show care to their children because they're rich.
在神的眼中，你就是智慧人的眼变瞎了。
And because in the eyes of God, that means that you are wise with blind eyes.
所以在生命记的第一章里面告诉我们，
In Deuteronomy chapter 1, it tells us,
他说官长啊，你要凭公义判断，凭公义来做判断啊。
And that is all the judges, they need to judge with impartiality.
只有凭公义判断才有资格继续来服事。
And only when they judge impartially, then they have the they qualify to continue to serve God.
所以我们今天在教会里面要特别谨慎。
So today we need to be especially cautious in church.
你看，伊基伦就是喜欢礼物。
Eglon loved presents.
其实伊基伦应该是一个非常富足的国王。
Eglon should be a king that's very wealthy.
这时候的以色列人又贫穷又衰弱。
And because the Israelites at this time, they are poor and lowly.
可能礼物拿出来也拿不出什么好东西来。
And perhaps their presents are not that precious.
那可是有些人就是这样啊。
But some people are just like this.
免费的都是最好的。
That as long as it's free, it must be good.
我告诉你，免费的常常是最贵的。
And let me tell you, free things are often the most expensive.
你看伊基伦不就贪图这一点的礼物吗？
Isn't Eglon he's greedy for the small presents?
结果不但贪掉了自己的性命。
At the end, he's so greedy, not only he's lost his life.
甚至因为他的一点贪念，毁掉了他整个王国。
And because of his greed, he had destroyed his own nation.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
让我们来到神的面前，保持一个单纯干净的心。
And let us come before the Lord with a simple, clean heart.
侍奉是因为爱神。
We serve God because we love God.
关心弟兄姐妹是因为神先爱我们了。
We care for other people, brothers and sisters, because God loved us first.
我们来看约翰一书的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
约翰一书的第四章的第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
19.
十九节说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。二十。
20.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的，不爱所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。在这里啊，圣经特别告诉我们，
Here Bible especially teaches us，
今天不管你是参与圣工，
And today it doesn't matter if you participate in the Holy Word，
你在引领慕道朋友，
or you are guiding the truth seekers,
你在关心教会弟兄姐妹,
or you show care to the brethren,
不管你在做的是什么,
it doesn't matter what exactly you're doing.
千万不要忘记我们彼此相爱是因为神已经先爱我们了。
Let us not forget we love one another because God has first loved us.
我们只是把神给我们的爱在爱在别人的身上。
We're showing the love that God has shown to us to other people.
主耶稣没有给我们收取任何的费用。
Lord Jesus did not charge us anything.
所以你跟我也没有资格向任何人索取任何的费用。
And therefore you and I, we are not qualified to charge anything from others.
啊，当然了，有时候弟兄姐妹大家彼此啊互动啊，一起吃吃饭，这个都是没有关系的事情。
And of course when brothers and sisters have interactions and fellowship and we have meals together, that's okay.
一家人本来就是会一起吃饭啊。
We are one big family, so of course we would spend time and eat together.
但是我们要谨慎小心的是什么？
But what should we be cautious about?
小心的是你的那一个心啊，你的心态。
What we need to be careful is our attitude.
我就是想等你请我吃饭，就是要等你请我吃饭。
And that is, don't say that we want. I'm just waiting for you to take me out to eat.
哇，这吃什么？吃日本料理好不好？
And I want you to take me out to Japanese food.
小心啊，吃吃吃就把命给吃掉了。
We need to be cautious and don't eat so much that we lose our life.
哦，所以这是一基伦给我们的警告。
This is a warning that Eglon has left us.
好爱礼物。
That he loves tribute.
却因小而失大了。
But because of the small tributes, he had lost his life.
我们再看回来，士师记的第三章。
Let's turn back to Judges chapter 3.
士师记的第三章。
Judges chapter 3.
士师记第三章的第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
19.
这里说，以户自己却从靠近吉甲凿石之地回来说，王啊，我有一件机密事奏告你。王说回避吧，于是左右势力的人都退去了。二十节。
20.
以物来到王的面前，王独自一个人坐在梁楼上。以物说，我奉神的命报告你一件事。王就从座位上站起来。在这里告诉我们说，以物又回来了。
And here tell us that Ehu returned.
因为刚刚有送礼物。
Because he first gave the tribute.
啊，送过礼物的人要再敲开那个门啊，比较简单啊。
And for a person to already pay the tribute, it's easier for him to return and knock on the door.
哦，所以啊，哎，这刚刚送礼物的又回来了啊，欢迎欢迎啊。
And of course, the king welcomed the person that had just gave him the present a little bit ago.
那这时候啊，这个以户来到王的面前。
And now Ehu come before the king.
啊，并且对这个伊基伦说：“王啊，我有个秘密要告诉你哦。”
He told King Eglon that I have a secret for you.
我们看这里圣经怎么写。
And let's see what the Bible records.
这里写说，他独自一个人坐在梁楼上面。
And here it says that he is sitting upstairs in his cool private chamber.
这是一个高高在上的国王。
And this is an honorable king.
一个强大摩押帝国的领导者。
He is a leader of the Moab empire.
他忘记了以物是谁。
He forgot who Ehu was.
以物是他的敌人。
Ehu was his enemy.
以物是他敌人的首领。
Ehu was a leader of his enemy.
以物是他所践踏欺压的以色列百姓。
And Ehu is an Israelite whom he oppresses and controls.
哎，但是啊，有时候啊，人得意习惯哦。
But sometimes when we are so used to being proud.
啊，我就是成功的，谁敢拿我怎么样呢？
In thinking that I'm so successful, what are you going to do with me?
他已经忘记了这个以物是以色列人的首领。
He forgot the fact that Ehu was the leader of the Israelites.
有时候啊，好日子过惯了。
And sometimes when we're used to living such a good life,
就放松了，就随便了，就自在了。
Then we become too relaxed.
所以我们讲说，生于忧患，死于安乐。
And that's why there's a Chinese saying that we are born out of trouble, but we die in comfort.
哦，就是说啊，如果你生活太舒适啊。
And that means that if you lead a very comfortable life.
好像在阿摩斯书里面讲哦。
And just like the book of Amos.
我们来看一下阿摩斯书怎么说。
Let's turn and see what the book of Amos says.
我们看阿摩斯书的第六章。
Let's turn to Book of Amos, chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章第三节。
Book of Amos, chapter 6, verse
3. 第三节，你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行强暴。第四节。
Verse 4.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书身在榻上，吃与群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节。
Verse 5.
弹琴鼓瑟。唱消闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的。第六。
Six.
以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身， 却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。第七
Seven.
所以这些人必在被掳之人中首先被掳，赎身的人荒宴之乐必消灭了。在这里阿摩斯书特别告诉我们
Here the book of Amos especially tells us
说有时候人啊活得太轻松，完全没有任何的压力。
Sometimes when we lead such a relaxed life, we don't have any pressure.
哦，看起来很舒服啊，看起来很自由自在。
It seems that we are very free. We live a comfortable life.
说在这种 complacence 啊，就是在这种安逸当中，反而就面对了，就最后的结局就是死亡，就是毁灭。
And the result of this kind of complacency is death, is destruction.
哦啊，但是如果啊，你身旁有压力。
But today, if you have pressure,
有压力有困难
if you have pressure and difficulties in
your lives, 我们不要觉得说有压力有困难就是主耶稣不爱我
Don't think that just because you have pressure and problems in your life is because God doesn't love you.
我告诉你，有时候有压力有困难是因为主耶稣要救你啊
And let me tell you, sometimes you have pressure and difficulty in your life because Lord Jesus wants to save you.
因为爱你
because He loves you.
因为想要救你
because He wants to save you.
所以让你遭遇苦难，面对压力
So He allows you to face difficulty.And trouble.
使我们在苦难压力当中啊，回转归向神，大喊主啊，救我
And so under the pressure and the difficulty, we can return to God and cry out to God to save us.
你的信仰就成为一种真实
Then your faith becomes real.
哦，所以你看这个伊基伦
So look at Eglon.
有时候啊，好日子过惯了，都没有任何的警觉性
Because he lived such a comfortable life that he has no sense of.Danger.
敌人已经站在他的面前了。
The enemy was standing right in front of him.
一点反应都没有。
He had no reaction.
甚至还说让众人那些他的卫兵通通都回避吧。
And that he even asked his attendant to leave from him.
哦，所以我们今天要谨记。
So today we have to remember.
我们活在一个征战的时代。
That we are living in this time of war.
我们的敌人随时想要得着我们的性命。
Our enemy constantly wants to take our lives.
要谨慎战兢，完成得救的功夫。
And that we need to be watchful, It complete the work of salvation.
更不要像伊基伦啊，轻轻易易的就只剩下独自一人。
And let us not learn from Eglon, that easily be alone by himself.
独自一人到最后连命都没有了。
When he's alone, at the end, he lost his life.
所以我们在信仰的道路上面。
So in this, our journey of faith.
我们一再的强调，你一定要有属灵的同伴。
We emphasize over and over that we must have a spiritual companion.
能够同行。
That we can walk together.
能够同侍奉。
That we can serve God together.
能够彼此帮助。
And we can help one another.
能够最后同走到永生。
And at the end, we can, walk on the salvation together.
这就是同伴的重要。
This is the importance of having a companion.
所以如果你在信仰上常常觉得很孤独。
So if you often feel lonely in your faith.
那我们更要努力祷告。
Then we need to especially pray harder.
求主耶稣赐给我们一个好的同伴。
We pray that Lord Jesus will give us a good companion.
能够在软弱当中给我们扶持。
So in the time of weakness, our companion can support us.
在痛苦当中给我们安慰。
In the time of, sorrow, he can comfort us.
在受伤的时候帮我们缠裹。
And that in the time of, being hurt, that he can wrap our wound.
能够在我们无力前行的时候扛着我们继续往前。
When we are so weak that we can't go any further, that person can carry us.
能够靠着我们与同伴最后能够走完这一条信仰的道路。
That with our companion at the end, we can finish this journey of faith.
这里说伊基伦独自一人在梁楼上。
And here says that Eglon, he was sitting in the upper chamber, in a private chamber alone.
你呢？你是否也是独自一人？
How about you? Are you also alone?
我们一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
一起来唱诗160首。
160。
第一节、第二节、最后一节。
Verse 1.